Tantor Audio presents Prom Night in Purgatory by Amy Harmon, narrated by Emily Wu Zeller. That which has been is now, and that which is to be has already been. Ecclesiastes 3:15. Chapter 1. To everything there is a season. The house was the same, but different. The old swing wasn't old. In fact, it looked as if it had just been hung, so squeaky clean and shiny were the chains that suspended it above the broad front porch. Red and yellow tulips dotted the flower beds, the first buds of spring. There hadn't been any the last time she'd looked. The house appeared as if it had just been freshly painted, and the shutters were a gleaming black instead of the peeling flat charcoal they had faded to. There was Irene's car. It was parked haphazardly in the long driveway, as if it had been left in a hurry and was waiting for its owner to return. The chrome glistened, and the pink of the paint looked so new that Maggie wondered that it didn't drip from the doors. Another car passed in front of the house, and then another. There must be a classic car show nearby. A big black Buick pulled into the driveway behind Irene's Cadillac, and a man Maggie had never seen before stepped out of the car in a huff and slammed the heavy door.
"Irene!"
the man bellowed, walking toward Irene's poorly parked car. He was tall and a little heavy set, but he wore his weight well, like a man who was comfortable with himself and accustomed to leading others. His hair was slicked back from his face, waves neatly lacquered into place. His suit was black and almost baggy in its fit, the roomy legs of his slacks pooling slightly above shiny shoes.